This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to Another Sense of Insanity. No problem. Always a pleasure. We don't have problems here. We have opportunities to overcome. Yeah, I know. It sounds good, doesn't it? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And we're going to be, after the first break, we're going to be talking to Mark Moser. He's a constitutional election law attorney with the Dillon Law Group. And he is hitting Governor Newsom legally, squarely in the forehead. We're going to find out what he's got going on, what he hopes to accomplish. You know, are we going to get our kids back at school? Churches are already, well, churches to a degree are back. And this is, you know, he exactly, when we talk about some of these issues, this is exactly what I'm talking about when I say you never give up. You keep pounding away and you just never give up. That simple. Now, I don't know these people. Rapper Kodak Black, he's offered to pay college tuition for kids of the FBI agents killed in Florida. The rapper says he knows what it's like to grow up with a single parent. 23-year-old Florida native is offered to pay the college tuition for the children of two FBI agents who were shot dead last week. Two agents, Daniel Alfin and Laura Schwarzenberger, were killed during a raid in Sunrise, Florida, along with the suspect, who reportedly used the doorbell camera to watch the allegedly shoot the agents through a closet door as they approached the home. Now, Kodak Black, real name Bill Kahan Capri, he sent a letter to the FBI Miami Division offering to pay college tuition for the late agents. The children, I'm sorry. According to TMZ, the letter sent by Cohen said that Kodak is aware of the difficulties of losing loved ones. And he grew up in a single-parent home. Kodak, he reportedly said that he wants to ensure that the families of the agents don't have to worry about paying for college in the future. Black's attorney, Cohen, reportedly has a contact with the FBI Miami Division who confirmed the agents both had minor children. You know, I mean, one's three and one's four, I think. You know, and there's a guy that understands the reality of life, understands the reality of growing up, you know, without a parent in the house, with only one parent in the house. You know, it's really funny because when you talk about that, people think you're putting down single moms or you're putting down whatever. And they never say single dads. You ever notice that? And there's plenty of single dads out there. But you're putting down single moms. Give me a break. It's just fact. It's a science fact. It's social fact. It's reality. You can't make up any kind of feel-good statistics. What is it, almost 80% of kids that grow up in a single home, they struggle. They have a higher chance of being in jail. They have a higher chance of not getting higher education. I mean, there are real numbers, real studies from the leftist lunatics that'll back that up. And Kodak Black, he's another one, right? He thanked Donald Trump on Twitter for commuting his sentence before leaving office. You know, it's really funny. You look at some of the people that Obama and that Billy Bob Clinton, that they pardoned. Real scum. I'm talking killers, rapists, people that swindled others out of their life savings, and not, you know, one businessman to another, but actually under Bill Clinton. Think of all the money that was lost in some of the some of the things that he was involved with. Kodak's always put kids first in his charitable donations. He has a passion for making sure kids in crisis are supported financially and emotionally. Whatever he can do to help, he always offers his assistance. He gives his heartfelt condolences to the families. Now, reps for the FBI didn't immediately respond. And you know what? Something I can't imagine they would. This is stuff that you just want to kind of keep in the background and quiet, if you would. His this is a black. I mean, this guy has a history doing this. Look, I don't care for his music, right? I mean, I don't know the guy. Don't know of the guy. Obviously, he was in jail for a reason. But the fact that he understands that the community needs him and he's willing to turn around and give back, I think it's a big deal. Now, the commutation does not wipe out the fact that he was convicted. It's simply just, it's basically time served. The star is not out of the woods just yet, though, legally speaking, as he still reportedly is facing charges of sexual assault in South Carolina. Prosecutors claim that the Tunnel Vision rapper sexually assaulted an 18-year-old woman in 2016 after a concert. Black won't speak publicly about it. And again, I don't know. I know what went on at concerts when I was a kid, 18, 19, 20. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We've got to talk a little bit more. I don't think we have time for it right now, but we talk a little bit more about the transgender sports that under Joe Biden are going to go into high gear. Right? You got a female high school athlete. They're in fear for their future. I've talked about this a million times. How these poor girls, yeah, I said girls, get over it, beat their brains out their whole life. They're working to be, you know, be number one in their sports field. And every guy that enters as a female immediately goes to number one, would probably be last place in the real world competing against other males. How right can this be? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages goes directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. This is the Real Thought on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-55. Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed. A lot of you are out there, you know, you're spewing stuff on Twitter. I hope you're not spewing stuff on Twitter anymore. They're pretty useless. Anyway, you're out there, you're spewing stuff out there, and just make sure you have fact or you have reality, because then we end up looking like them. And I told you guys, it makes us look like bigger fools than they do. They're just looking for that moment they can make us look like, butts. And we don't need to help them. We do a good job of that of ourselves at times. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Mark Moiser joins me. He's a constitutional election law attorney from the Dillon Law Group. And, Mark, I was saying, first of all, thanks for being with me. And I was saying earlier that, I said, it's like you're slapping, Newsom in the head every 30 seconds in the forehead with a new lawsuit or a new win, if you would. Tell us about some of the stuff you got going on with him.
Well, thank you very much. This last week has been extremely exciting because we didn't have one, but we had two victories before the United States Supreme Court. The first one came in the case of South Bay versus Newsom. And in that case, we applied. I was one of many attorneys on the form on the case, but we applied for an injunction pending appeal. In that case, we have actually appealed to the Supreme Court based upon a ruling by the Ninth Circuit, and the Supreme Court granted that injunction and basically said churches are allowed to be open. You cannot be forced to only meet outdoors. And it's basically, you know, if you're allowing commerce to happen indoors, you have to allow churches to happen indoors. The second case is Gish versus Newsom, which is also a church case. And that case also had asked for injunction pending appeal. But rather than give two injunctions to the exact same law, what the court did is they actually said, district court judge, Ninth Circuit, you both got it wrong, and we are going to vacate your order. We are striking it from the record. Nobody can cite this in any case anymore. It is stricken. And we're sending the case back down, and we're going to order you to make a ruling in accordance with the law that we set forth in South Bay. So that was not one, but two major wins on the church cases. You know, we struck out some very bad case law that both the Ninth Circuit and the district court judge had issued. So that is no longer going to be able to be thrown at attorneys across the nation that some judge said that, you know, created this cockamamie legal standard to try to prohibit or to permit the governor to discriminate against churches.
Mark, you know, I've heard some conversation around the fact that does this only apply to these churches or does it apply to churches as a whole?
It is an injunction that basically said, Gavin Newsom, you can't enforce this health order. And if you went to the guidances put out by the state public health officer on the California COVID site, you will see that it says, based upon a court order, churches are allowed to meet indoors at 25% occupancy. So if you have a room that holds 100, you can now have a service with 25. If you have a room that can hold 1,000, you can now have 250 people. If you have a sanctuary that holds, you know, 10,000, then you can have 2,500 people in your sanctuary.
That's amazing. But we still have the percentages, if you would. Those are still in place, correct?
But the percentages are on, like, almost every business. So
right.
That's why the Supreme Court allowed it. They basically said you're restricting these businesses 25%, so you can restrict churches at 25%.
Okay, moving forward, God, we got to beat this guy. We've got to do something. I know that you're involved with, and there are people involved with the recall of Gavin Newsom. I'm one of those pessimists that say, okay, great. You got 1.5, you got 1.6. You're going to need 2.5 million signatures by the time they get done decimating some of the signatures you bring in front of these counties. I mean, how are you feeling about this as a whole?
Well, you know, I've actually had many phone calls today, you know, just trying to figure out from the various sources how many signatures people have gathered and stuff like that. And, you know, the official number is that we are at or close to 1.5 million signatures that are in hand, meaning we're not waiting for volunteers to send them back. They are in hand.
Right.
And it, based upon, you know, some other sources, I think that number is going to be pretty close to 1.6. And so if you go back to January 1st, it was right around January 1st that we crossed the million line. So we have basically about every week done about another 100,000. We have about 3 weeks left. So to be honest, it looks like we're going to have enough signatures, but I'm still sitting on pins and needles.
Okay.
Because it's not at a level that I would feel really, really confident that, yes, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
The media has started talking about, oh, it's a done deal. We started seeing that coming out today, people starting to say it's a done deal. But from my perspective, looking at the numbers, looking at the rate that we've got it, I'm going to say I believe we're going to hit 1.8 million fairly easy, but the 2 million mark, I'd like to see us get over there, but it's
It's funny you should say that though, because they do the same thing during elections, right? Here they're putting out their narrative. They got it now. They got all the signatures they need, so people may not, our people may not be as enthusiastic to go out and find a street corner to go sign some more petitions or sign their petition, because they go, oh, they don't need me. They've already got it. We've seen that happen in elections, haven't we?
Yeah, it's what they do is the media is probably the biggest promulgator of vote suppression.
Yeah.
Because they constantly drum this narrative in California that conservative, your votes do not matter. And if you actually study the demographics of the state, if you actually study the polling data, California is a 50-50 state. It's just our side believes that they're going to lose, and so they don't even show up to the polls. And because they don't show up to the polls, guess what?
We lose.
So the media is the biggest promulgator of voter suppression out there.
Mark, got to go for a break. Be back in a minute. People don't go far. A lot more up with Mark after the break. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House impeachment managers began to make their case Wednesday against former President Trump, presenting previously unseen footage of the Capitol riot and unheard radio transmissions from Capitol Police. Head impeachment manager, Representative Jamie Raskin of Maryland, said the evidence they presented would make it clear that the former president incited the violence that day.
The evidence will show you that ex-President Trump was no innocent bystander. The evidence will show that he clearly incited the January 6th insurrection. It will show that Donald Trump surrendered his role as commander-in-chief and became the inciter-in-chief of a dangerous insurrection. And this was, as one of our colleagues put it so cogently on January 6th itself, the greatest betrayal of the presidential oath in the history of the United States.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You tiny-brained wipers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You're listening to Real Fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Send me an email if you've got a comment or question. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air and, you know, just being involved and engaged. That's really a part of it. Get engaged, right? Get real information. Mark, it's one of my biggest pet peeves. You're going to hear me say this over and over and over again. Please do not. You pick up something that goes by your Twitter feed or whatever, and all of a sudden it's gospel truth, and you put it out everywhere, and you find out you've just made an ass out of yourself, you know? Make sure you get the information. Check it out somewhere else before you go to town saying some of the things you say. So we don't have to, guys like me, don't have to fix your mistakes. You know what I'm saying? So Mark Moises joins me. He's a constitutional election law attorney from the Dillon Law Group. And, I'm loving the fact that you guys are just, for lack of a better term, because they'll haul me away, right, slapping around Governor Newsom with these lawsuits that the guy, if you want to know what a modern-day dictator looks like, they should put his picture in the dictionary, shouldn't they?
He's worse than a dictator. I mean, I call him on social media the tyrant. He is an absolute tyrant. Yeah. And he puts King George III to shame. And our founding fathers, if they actually saw a politician like Gavin Newsom who is destroying your constitutional right of self-determination, who's depriving you of your due process rights, who's depriving you of equal protection, who's depriving you of your First Amendment rights, they would be livid that we haven't actually, in their day and age, they'd tar and feather this guy. I mean, they would not put up with a tyrant as governor like this. I mean,
Mark, I prefer draw and quarter, but you can use tar and feather if you want to.
I'm not recommending that we go and tar and feather the governor,
all right,
but I'm just saying that that's probably what would happen in the founding fathers era.
I joke all the time in the show. I say, from a legal standpoint, they didn't do 27 appeals over 30 years when somebody was convicted of murder along those lines. It was like they were putting the last nails in the gallows when they had the very first appeal. They came out. All right, we're gone. That's it. You're done. No more. Let's go, kind of thing. So two quick things for you. Ninth Circuit. A lot of people were excited that President Trump put in some new players in the Ninth Circuit. You and I were talking a little bit about it during the break. Have you seen any, are you feeling good about the Ninth Circuit judges? Have you seen any kind of change in the Ninth Circuit since these changes take place?
We have seen some good victories come out of the Ninth Circuit, and then we have seen some other cases where we've just scratched our head and says, how in the world on this case did we get, you know, three old judges, you know, and not manage to draw a good panel on it? You know, there's been some head scratchers there, and it seems like the old judges are getting the lion's share of the COVID cases, but there have been a couple cases that have drawn good panels, and it's refreshing to know that appealing to the Ninth Circuit is not an immediate end of your case, that there is hope that you can at least draw a good panel.
Well, I'll tell you what, I have lost, I won't say hope, because that's not the word I want to use, but, you know, we were all excited about the Supreme Court. We had all these conservative judges now on the Supreme Court, and, you know, what people forget, and I'm sure I think you'll agree with me, is when you have conservative judges, they follow the letter of the law, okay? And we're not used to that. So when certain cases are sent to them and they say you have no standing or you're not this or you're not that, you go, wait a minute, slow down. You want the conservative judges, you want them to follow the law. When they do it, you get upset at them. But how are you feeling about the Supreme Court these days?
I like the general makeup. There are some judges there that, you know, as you know, don't live up to the expectations that you were hoping that they would be. The other judges exceed your expectations. And, you know, at the end of the day, the court is what the court is, and you kind of have to, you know, as a lawyer, you have to just prepare your case the best you can and prepare the law and understand your law. You have to really research it and figure out how do you make an argument to the court so that they will give you the relief that you need. And it doesn't matter if you get the most liberal judge in the world or the most conservative judge in the world. I have one case I'm working on right now. I mean, I was working on it today, where we have one of the worst Obama judges out there. And we're trying to craft an argument for how he can give up the relief that our clients need. And I have another case that I was working on today where we have probably one of the most conservative judges. And I was working with attorneys. How do we craft our argument for this judge so that he gives the relief that our clients need? And so it doesn't matter if it's conservative or liberal. One of the first things you have to do is go study the judge, figure out his own orders, figure out how he reasons things, and see if you can present your case in such a way that you can get that judge to give your client the relief that they desperately need.
So I know it's a little pseudo old news, but I don't get you on that often. So let's go back to the Texas case that the Supreme Court refused to hear. And part of that is that I do believe, and I have no proof, I do believe that there was a heck of an argument going on behind closed doors. That I do believe, knowing those judges and knowing what they're about. But are you surprised they didn't take that case based on the Constitution?
Disappointed, yes. Surprised, no. Had that case been brought on November 5th, and it had been allowed to percolate, and those facts had kind of been out there in the media and people were talking about it, then I think the Supreme Court would have been more likely to take it. But because it brought forth the facts, and they were the facts that I think should have been argued back on November 5th, November 6th, November 7th.
Right.
Had those facts been in the media, in the talking points, everybody started to understand those points. We had, you know, and it had been, everybody had been talking about it. Then I think the Supreme Court would have had the political cover to do what happened back in 2000 where the Supreme Court said, we have no choice but to step in and take this highly controversial election case and bring the, you know, certainty to a nation. But because the campaign had not been promoting this set of facts regarding the fraud, because that had not been in the media, because people weren't talking about it, because all the lawsuits were dealing with Dominion or whatever else, and not the really the core sets of fraud facts that really, I believe, were pertinent to the election, that were actually relevant, that they actually had factual background evidence to support. Because they had not been talking about that, the Supreme Court didn't feel, you know, it was easier for them to just deny the case and not take it and let things happen as they had. There was no political pressure on them to absolutely take care of this issue for the nation.
Yeah, I look at that, and I'm not a lawyer, but in listening to some of the arguments and listening to what I agree with you. I don't know why we weren't ready, knowing what was going to happen. This is okay. I know you're a longtime Republican like myself. But I'm so disappointed in Republicans. I'm so disappointed that we weren't ready. We knew this stuff was coming. Where was the team, the busloads of lawyers in Arizona and Pennsylvania? We knew this was coming. And I'm very disappointed that. And right now, it seems to be the only Republican AG that is stepping up is the AG out of Texas and in questioning Biden with all the EOs he's putting out. What's wrong with us, Mark?
Well, it's important to elect attorney generals who actually take their oath seriously to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. I will say that. It also is important to get people who are fighters. Too many attorneys, they're political hacks, and they're looking at this as a stepping stone for their next office or something like that. And it's very critical that you elect people who understand the fundamentals of law, and they understand the importance of fighting for their clients, which is, in this case, the people of the state.
All right, got to go for a quick break. I'm holding you over some more. We'll have some more conversation. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Mark after the break.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. This is the Real Cloud of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let me get back to my guest. I really don't have him on enough. Mark Moiser joins me. He's a constitutional election law attorney from the Dillon Law Group. I'm sure you've heard of Harmeet Dillon. I mean, they're all a great group of people up there. Mark, again, first of all, thanks for the work you do and sticking with this. And one, thanks for being on the show with me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, so let's get to the big question that everybody's talking about, right? There's some kind of play going on in D.C. They're calling it an impeachment or something like that. I don't know, whatever it is. And I'm watching these guys. The first most obvious thing, you're the constitutional attorney here. Can a person from the opposite party sit in as the judge over, you know, presiding over an impeachment of somebody who's not president anymore? I'm just thoroughly confused. It goes against everything I was taught in school.
The Constitution says that the Chief Justice is to, you know, serve as the judge for a sitting president. Since Donald Trump is not sitting, actually, you know, the Chief Justice is following the Constitution by not demanding that he sit in as a judge for this impeachment hearing, which kind of goes to show you just how much of a political dog and pony show this whole thing is when the Chief Justice actually doesn't sit in charge of the trial.
And he doesn't, he's not a Trump lover either. So if he wanted to follow this through, he could have sat in on that. But there was no hearing. I mean, look, the House followed no rules at all, did they? They had no hearing, no submission of evidence, nothing. They just walked this over to the Senate, and they have to know this is gonna lose.
Well, hey, it's, Joe didn't campaign, and Joe can't lead, so you might as well take all the limelight and the media light by running a dog and pony show that the media has no choice but to run with. And, Joe likes to think that he's president, but it's kind of like the good old days of the golden years of the Senate where nobody can remember who the president of the United States is, but we remember people like Daniel Webster and Henry Clay and, other great orators and stuff like that. And it's almost like that's what the position that Democrats in D.C. have taken is we can't let anybody remember who Joe Biden is. And so what we're going to do is it's going to be one crisis after another crisis, yep, after another crisis, and we're going to just hog the media time so that the media is only talking about us.
So let's say they – I'm getting way into a Mars scenario, okay? Let's just say they pull this off and they impeach him. And then the second part of this is to remove him from office and bar him from running from office again. Well, first, you can't remove him. He's already out. What are you going to remove him from, right? But if they somehow, because they aren't following the law, you and I both know, this is a lawless group of people. So let's say they get a vote to keep him from running again, because I believe a lot of Republicans are afraid of him also. He could easily beat that in court, couldn't he? In the Supreme Court especially.
I think the whole thing is a gross abuse of the constitutional powers. And the thing is, if you start thinking about Donald Trump's age and everything like that, it's very – I don't see it very likely that he would run again. But this guy has proven me wrong more times than I care to count. So,
yeah, but look how much energy he has at his age. Come on. I know he beat the crap out of me. I couldn't keep up with him. You've run for office. You know what it's like. And that guy didn't show any signs of fatigue, I don't think, anyway.
But add four more years to it,
okay.
Who knows?
All right.
It's a hard life out there campaigning. Nonstop. So,
I don't know. Mark, I think about the next few years that are coming up. I saw the legal challenges, the things that were done under Trump, things that were done under Obama. I know you can't say this as gospel truth. I can't either. I do not believe that Joe Biden is running the show, if you would. I'll put it that way. You don't sit down. I think they told him he was signing a bunch of autographing a bunch of his new book that he doesn't know anything about. That's what he thought all those EOs were that he was signing. Because I think at one point he even looked up at one point and said, "What am I signing here? What is this?" And so, but you're going to see a push like we've never seen before towards socialism. And I guess my question for you, because you run in the circle, I don't. Do we have enough good people out there, good attorneys, people that are willing to step up and start fighting this guy at every corner?
Well, here's the deal. I filed 17 lawsuits against Gavin Newsom in the last year. I would say on average, these lawsuits are costing six figures.
Oh, my God.
And that a lot of that, and that's at discounted what we call low bono attorney rates. Okay? There are not very many attorneys out there who can just say, oh, Joe Biden has signed this executive order that's violating the Constitution. I need to spend the next 500 hours preparing complaints, preparing evidence, and I'm going to do this in hopes that maybe 6-7 years from now, I have won this case, and I'm going to somehow get an attorney fee award out of this. When you're suing the government, it is getting attorney fees is not a surefire thing that the federal judge is going to just grant you a large attorney fee award to compensate you for your time. So, it's really, really hard to, it's really, really hard to find attorneys that could just do this, and that's why organizations like the Center for American Liberty, which is www.libertycenter.org, www.libertycenter.org, which has funded probably half of the cases that I have, COVID cases that I've done this last year, why they are such an important organization. There are other organizations out there that fund these type of litigations, and, you know, those organizations really get stretched thin when you start talking massive attorney fee bills to properly bring these cases. And so ultimately there are plenty of attorneys out there that are willing to do it. It's the problem is saying, are you willing to work for free for the next couple years because you believe it that much? And unfortunately, many people think that, yeah, Mark, you should be working for free because you're going to be the hero of everybody. It's nice to be the hero of everybody by fighting these cases, but that hero status does not pay your rent.
No,
it doesn't
no.
pay your grocery bill and stuff like that.
You can't take your hero status card into the electric company and, you know, they're fine with it. You know, I get it. Yeah. And you're right.
Yeah, it doesn't even pay your insurance that you have, your malpractice insurance that you have to maintain. And so it's, you know, a lot of people in the grassroots, I mean, I probably get on a weekly basis, Mark, you should do this case. And I say, well, that case will probably cost, you know, six figures. Well, you should just do it because it's the right thing to do. Or you should just do it because everybody's going to love you. I'm sorry. I'm not the only attorney out there. This is my living. This is how I pay my bills. And I can't just go dedicate 1,000 hours of my time over the next couple years to, you know, because I want hero status with the grassroots.
Hey, listen, I'm with you, you know, being in my position, I'm not an attorney, but a lot of people think that, like, you know, we're like Rush Limbaugh, right? We got money pouring in all over the place. They don't realize that, you know, truly since President Trump has taken office, our revenue has gone down quite a bit because there's people that are actually afraid to advertise or sponsor a show like mine. They don't realize, you know, and then you know what's going on with social media. They've pretty much cut off any kind of revenue streams we've had via social media. And conservatives are an interesting group of people. They believe in, you know, free market and, you know, they lead them, liberty and freedom. And then when you reach out and you say, hey, our income's been cut by X amount of dollars, would love some help. Now, there's quite a few people that do step up. But when you get an email that says, you know, hey, you're fighting for the freedom of the country, you always talk about what our founding fathers gave up, why don't you give up some stuff? And you go, that's great. You want me to give up electricity because now the radio doesn't go out, nothing. You've got to pay somebody. But the Dems seem to have money machines that they have an abundance of, and they bring these lawsuits like crazy, don't they? You got about 30 seconds.
With that lead, and I could go for the next hour, but I'm not. So one of the things that the liberals have done is they've wormed their way into these major foundations like the Ford Foundation, which has these large legacies, and they find ways to get money out of that to this nonprofit, which gives to this nonprofit, which gives to this nonprofit, and they have found their way to get into all these legacy-type groups and, you know, through their liberal activism to make sure that their causes are well funded.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and they're not, it's not coming out of anybody's dollars right now. It's just basically coming out of the wealth that was made in the 1920s and 30s and 40s.
Mark, we're up against it. Tell people where to find you real quick.
Mark Moisier. You can find me on Facebook and MeWe. So go look, Mark Moisier, M-E-U-S-E-R.